£4 more than it did 2 years ago. AA President Edmund King says the impact of high diesel prices affects everyone.
We rely on diesel for getting our goods to the shops, so delivery costs will go up, which will mean prices in the shops will go up, so it actually just leads to fuel inflation.
The Sun on Sunday will be hitting shelves very soon, according to Rupert Murdoch. He spent the afternoon in the paper's newsroom reassuring staff that he's fully behind the publication. A number of journalists have been arrested in recent weeks by detectives investigating claims of improper payments to police and public officials. We spent more in the shops last month than was expected. The latest figures show that high street sales volumes were up by 1.9% compared to January last year. And Portsmouth's gas and electricity suppliers are threatening to cut the power at Fratton Park due to unpaid bills. It follows the club entering administration earlier. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will
and always will be.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Currently on the M25 clockwise, there are delays in Greater London at the A282 QE2 bridge. Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main in Basildon at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road junction in the roadworks area. And slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Watch out for those speed restrictions on the A127 of 40 miles per hour in between the Halfway House Junction and the Fortune of War. Threadneedle Street in Chelmsford is closed southbound at Duke Street Junction. And Frining Lane in Ingatestone is closed in both directions at the High Street Junction. On the tubes, there's delays on the Circle Line at Embankment, delays on the Victoria Line at Brixton. And there is no service on the London Overground between Canada Water to New Cross.
Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Now, oh, you gentlemen and ladies, you got
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6 and I'm now, as promised, joined in the studio by Kerry Chambers from St Luke's Hospice in Basildon. Let me just check your mic's working. Kerry, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes, it is working. Did you get here okay?
Yes, I did.
You found it okay?
Yes,
got parked okay?
I've been here before. I saw McFly in concert here.
Oh, you saw, what did you see?
McFly in concert here.
Oh, did you?
Here. Yes.
Right. How long ago was that?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years ago now. But I knew as soon as you said where to go.
Oh, you knew exactly. But did you find us all right coming from the car park?
Yes,
Wonderful. That's good to know. Guests are fine. Yes, you didn't phone me beforehand.
Good directions.
So. Oh, were they okay? Yeah, I did give quite specific directions. Now, you're from St Luke's Hospice.
Yes,
I am. Just explain your job role there.
I'm a fundraiser at St Luke's Hospice. Okay. I have been fundraising for nearly 5 years now, and I'm a sports fundraiser. We've actually got two sports fundraisers, Basildon and Grays, because that's how the hospice area that we're allowed to work in is divided, and so I deal with all of the sporting events in Basildon.
Oh, wonderful. So what made you passionate about becoming a fundraiser for St Luke's Hospice? Why did you think, yes, this is a hospice that really, really needs help with their funding?
I actually saw their advertisement for the job role in a newspaper.
Quite a challenging job role.
It was very challenging, and I decided to go for it. And even just the interview, they set me a task of pre-preparing an event. I had to resource my resources, get everything that I could, and even that kind of set me back a bit, and it was quite a big role that they'd asked me to do. But I flew through the interview and got the job, and I've not looked back ever since.
Yeah, I bet you put in a lot of effort, and they could see that you'd put in the effort. So
it does
make a difference. And also, when you are fundraising for events, when they say, right, we want you to do this event, you sent me some flyers for us here at Phoenix, and if anyone wants details, they're free to pop down and see us, and the Brentwood Centre next door's got some flyers as well for the 10 mile that we're going to speak about. 10K, isn't
it? No, it is 10 mile.
Oh, it is 10 mile. Right, okay. 10 mile fun run. Wow, it's even longer. Cool, blimey. Anyway, and they must give you, surely, a set budget as to how much you can spend on, like, flyers and literature and basically on marketing the event.
Well, actually, we don't have any budgets.
Oh.
Because, obviously, our whole aim is to raise as much money as we possibly can for the hospice. So everything that we do, we try to get free of charge or, in total, the 10-mile run has obviously cost a certain extent for producing all the flyers that we do. But Petro Plus, they're in Corinham, they have sponsored the event for us, obviously, as well as Ford, who are the main sponsors of the venue. By them coming on board and being our sponsors,
that helps.
Yeah, they've paid
you can afford
the costs. Obviously, there are some other smaller costs of we offer the runners, everyone gets a chocolate bar and everyone gets a bottle of water and a medal. So there are some small costs like that, but generally the bigger costs like PR, we tend to always get covered where possible.
With sponsors?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. A little bit of insight into your job role.
Yes.
So any young people out there, or perhaps you're not young and you just fancy a change of career, now you know what it involves, people might be interested in that job. Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it, about jobs, is it, until you know what it actually involves, you don't know if it's something that's going to interest you.
Well, it wasn't until I actually started at St Luke's that I realised just how involved it is organising an event. Albeit fun, there is so much background work that goes on that you can't even begin to imagine has to happen, but it is fun. I do love it.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, and you've obviously done really, really well. Now let's speak in specific about St Luke's Hospice now. What makes you so passionate about helping St Luke's Hospice? What does it do there?
It's just amazing. Such an amazing, amazing place. The care that they give to anyone that comes through our doors. The care is always free of charge. There's not a charge to any of our patients. We've got a few services that we offer. So we've got the inpatient unit. So that's for people that are quite far into their illness, where they can come and spend anywhere up to 2 weeks in the hospice. It gives their family or friends respite care, as well as the patient being able to get any treatment that they may need. We've then got our day hospice, which is a place for patients again to come, but just come for the day, and they play bingo and they do lots of crafts, and a lot of the things that they make we actually sell in our reception area as well. Then we've also got our hospice at home team, so again that's providing the hospice care but within the person's home rather than at the hospice.
Yeah.
And then we've also got a resource centre in Corinham for people to drop in if they're looking for information about anything that the hospice does.
So then the maximum stay there is 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks, yes. Oh,
okay, and then they go again?
Yes, and then they may come back again.
They're allowed to come back, aren't
they? Yes, I'm not too sure how long they have to wait between visits, but
they are allowed to come back.
Yeah, they come on anywhere up to a 2 week basis, just to get that respite care for not just them, but obviously their friends and family that may be looking after them.
Right. Okay. And then they are all palliative care, aren't they?
Yes.
Just describe that.
The patients and people that we look after are all people that are suffering from a terminal illness. So by terminal illness, it means that what they've got will eventually die from. There is no cure that known of yet that will be able to save them. So some people, they can have a terminal illness, but they can still have a lot more years left, but they go to the hospice, in our day hospice, and then they get the care and medicine and if anything that they may need leading up to when they may need to stay in the hospice for a bit longer.
So is the idea that they come to the inpatient bit at the very end? Does that happen a lot or not really?
It does and it doesn't. Some people can have come to the inpatient unit quite a few times over quite a long period of time. But then other times people can come because they know that they're going to die soon, and so they want it to happen there, because obviously they may have come before and they loved or really appreciated the care that they got at the hospice and knew that the hospice could then care for the family afterwards.
Yeah, so do you offer that kind of service to the family as well?
Yes,
you hear a lot of complaints from people that have been in hospital throughout the country, really. You hear this nationally, and they say that the staff there don't know how to talk to them, and they don't, you know, it's the way that they say things to them, and it's just like such an everyday thing. They're saying that really, I think they're starting to say now that really nurses and doctors need you know, to kind of get certain counselling skills.
Yeah.
Because they don't, you know, it's that compassion and
empathy.
They need support too, even though, yes, they aren't, you know, the ones that have got to die.
Yeah.
They need support too. And what do you offer in that way?
Well, we have got a lot of bereavement services that we offer to friends and family after someone has passed away, a relative has passed away. But I personally don't work in the inpatient unit. However, from what I've seen, the nurses and doctors that we've got working at the hospice are absolutely amazing. The care that they give starts from the minute that the patient walks through the door, and it's not just to that one person. It spans throughout the whole family. One story that I can tell you of that's been in the Echo just recently
about
one of our patients, that her family, her daughter, she wanted to see her get married before she passed away, and so in all of last week the hospice were pulling every resource that they had together to make this wedding happen on Saturday, which it did. It was absolutely amazing that the amazing work that has gone in from our nurses and staff just to make it happen for that family, and the mum was able to see her daughter get married, and it just really was
that
magical.
That means something. That means so much to someone that's going to die to know. So it was her daughter.
It was her daughter that she
wanted to see get married.
Yeah.
Because when someone gets married like that, and if you're about to pass away, you think they're taken care of. I don't need to worry about them because they're taken care of.
Yeah.
And I know that myself with my own, not my own experiences, but listening to other people's experiences of losing loved ones. And what all they care about at the very end of their life is all of the people they care about being looked after.
Yes.
It's not so much that they care about the fact that, they're not going to be here anymore. They care. They're like, but what about so-and-so? And who's going to look after so-and-so? Because a lot of us have got responsibilities in our lives, and we really care about the future of those we're going to leave behind.
Oh, definitely. That completely, without a doubt, that happens more often than not, that it is more about the friends and family and how they're going to be rather than the actual patient, because to an extent the majority of patients have got to a point where they've accepted what's happening to their body and what is going to happen. And you're right, it's then about, well, how is my daughter, or how is my wife, how is my husband, my son, how are they going to deal when I'm no longer here? That's then when the hospice steps in and they fill that void between the patient and the family.
Lovely. So they don't just support the patient, the family as well. Oh, I'm so glad that you're so easy to keep chatting, but I tell you what, I'm just going to give the listeners some local events, and then I'll be joined after one song by Kerry again, if I haven't scared her off.
No.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 24th of February at 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. there's a 33 RPM, a night of live music and dancing. This is organised by Phoenix FM's Chris Civiter, who does the 33 RPM show. It will be taking place at the Royal Hotel on the High Street in Southend-on-Sea. The very first 33 RPM night in Southend, part fundraiser for Phoenix FM and part showcase for local bands and artists. Two acts so far announced, Mike Summers and Jay the Bard, with more following. DJ set from Chris Civiter and other guest DJs. It's £5 to go along, and And if you want to know more, you can go onto our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, or you'll be able to find the event, 33 RPM, A Night of Live Music and Dancing on Facebook.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Shout.
And that was Tears for Fears, Shout. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98FM. I am very pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by my guest, Terry. Kerry, oh my word. Kerry, I keep doing this today, right? I've been saying all names under the sun. I meant to say Ongar earlier on, and I said Ingate Stone, then I said Ingrave, and then I was like, oh my word, it's Ongar.
No, it is Kerry.
It's Kerry from St. Luke's Hospice in Basildon, and we've been talking about the wonderful work that they do there, but now we're going to talk about how people can get involved and how they can help you fundraise, because if you're allowed to share this information, although I'm not sure if you are, so it's quite understandable because you did tell me off air, quite a lot of your funding, well, the majority of it, you have to raise yourselves.
Yes, that's right. We do get a portion of funding from the local health authority, but a lot more has to be, all the rest has to be raised by voluntary efforts and fundraising events that we hold throughout the year.
So it's a really, really important part of what you wouldn't be able to do what you do.
No,
there.
No.
And especially the fact that you offer your hospice service for free.
Free.
As
all
well.
Free, yeah.
And there's such controversy surrounding, you know, the fees that it costs to look after the elderly.
Oh,
and
yes.
How, you know, it really is not really fair on them having to, you know, use up all of their money now that they've, you
to
know...
To be cared for in their last
for.
Years, yes.
And then we've got a story that we were just discussing in our local newspaper speaking about the cost of death itself.
Yes.
So, you know, even more of a reason to need to save a little bit of money, you know, aside. So let's talk about money then. what's the first one that's coming up that you're going to tell me about?
Right. The first event that we've got coming up is our 10-mile run, which is next weekend on Sunday. This is an event that I've organised for the hospice. Very exciting. This is our second year organising this 10-mile run at Ford Motor Company in Laindon, Dunton. And we've just had such a fantastic response so far. Last year we had just under 150 runners register and run on the day. Today we've got 215 runners and we've still got a week left. So, and obviously if anyone turns up on the day, which we do get runners that do. So
all right, okay.
It's going extremely, extremely well at the moment. So I'm really pleased with that. Some of the things that we've got going on down on the day is the run is timing chipped, so everyone will know, get a mini printout of the exact time it took for them to get from the start line all the way around the course and then finish again. We've got music throughout the event, so that will keep them going, listening to the motivational music. Everyone that takes part will get a medal. There is baggage store on site.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, yes. That came actually from last year, that we had so many runners asking where could they put their bag that we decided to offer a bag storage facility. So fingers crossed that will
they
be
well
used.
They can run knowing that their stuff is safe.
Exactly. We've also got trophies, first, second and third trophies for the first, second and third men, and the first, second and third women. We've also then got special prizes for the first man and the first woman. So if you think you might be in with a chance of winning, there is a very special prize.
Not me. Really? What? And it's a surprise?
Yes, it's a surprise. But it is a good surprise.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it is. But we're not going to know.
No, you have to wait.
So I presume like all of your runners get sponsor forms that they can ask others
to
fill out.
Yes, yes. Everyone that registers, they'll get probably now, because we're only a week away, they'll have to collect their running numbers on the day. But anyone that does pre-register from now until Sunday, they'll pick their running number up on the day and they'll get their sponsorship form and an info page emailed to them. And then it'll be just
grab as many sponsors as you can.
Yeah. Now, and also, what about people that don't want to do this run, but they'd like to turn up and support St Luke's Hospice on the day and support the runners, you know, and help motivate them? Are they able to make a donation as well? Or
they
do they need to grab a runner and say, can I just quickly sponsor you?
No, they can register. There will be collection pots all round on the day. So please do come down, support all the runners down there on the day. As many supporters, the better. And like I say, there will be collection pots everywhere. So if you want to make a donation, that'll be more than welcome.
Lovely. That's brilliant. So are there any more events coming up?
Yes, we've actually got a few that the other fundraisers collared me in the office to make sure I mentioned.
Okay.
Now, our first one, which is quite an interesting one, is the Brighton Marathon that's happening... Ooh, now you've got me. The 15th of April...
That's the one.
That's a good guess.
I think that's the one where they get to run along the beach.
Yes, I'm sure that's right. Yes. Well, I'm not actually all the Brighton Marathon fundraiser. It's one of our other fundraisers, Charlotte Thatcher, and we've got two.
Do your colleague a favour.
Yes. Yes.
I hope she makes you a cup of tea when you get
there. Hopefully. But she has got two bomb places available that we are desperately trying to fill. So if there's anyone out there that...
What are bomb places?
A bond place.
Oh, bond.
It's a guaranteed place in the Brighton Marathon on a minimum sponsorship. So the minimum sponsorship to take a place is £650, and that gets you free entry into the Brighton Marathon.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got, two places left that we're desperately trying to fill. So if there's anyone that would like to run the marathon but hasn't got a place.
What are your contact details?
They are 01268 524 973, and they need to ask for the fundraising department.
Yeah.
You can also check out our website, which is www.stlukeshospice.com, and that's got all the info about all the events that we've got going on.
Coming up,
and that's also got, if they look under the events section on the 10-mile run, there's a button they can press to register online, so they can pay by card and register there and then.
Wonderful. Well, I think that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for coming in and being so easy to interview.
Thank you for having
me. Very, very easy to chat to, which is always nice for me here. We're just going to have a look at the travel situation, but I hope you travel back safely.
I hope so too.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main in Basildon at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Very slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between Junction 30 and the A282 QE2 bridge. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. The High Street in Brentwood is also busy but moving eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction, and Worley Hill in Brentwood is busy but moving around the Myrtle Road Junction. There are traffic lights on the Shenfield Road near to the Middleton Hall Lane junction, so you might want to avoid that section of the Shenfield Road here in Brentwood. And also Fining Lane in Ingatestone is closed at the High Street Junction, but diversions are in operation.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Phoenix FM.
Look at what you do to me.
Skidmarks Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Okay, potholes that I know to watch out for are on the London Road as you head down towards the Brook Street roundabout, just before you get to the entrance for the police station. There's one on the Ongar Road as you're approaching Brentwood in Kelvedon Hatch, just before the speed camera. There's one in Wash Road, and there's one on the Rayleigh Road near the Wash Road Junction as well.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
So hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful and melt your cold, cold heart. Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. And melt your cold, cold
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
on Sunday the 26th of February at 8 p.m. until 10:30. The variety show are taking place at the Brentwood Theatre. The comedy of Steve Haynes, supported by the West End's Phil Cavill and sensational singer Jesse Cooper. £10 to go along. You can call the Brentwood Theatre box office now on 01277 200305, or get all of those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events, where you'll find way more local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
A massive thank you to my guest Kerry Chambers coming in to speak about the vital work that they do at St Luke's Hospice and about the vital fundraising work they have to do there on their fundraising team as well. They've got a 10-mile fun run coming up on Sunday the 26th of February, and you can find out more at allthews.stlukeshospice.com. Perhaps you want to be a last minute entry, or perhaps you just like to go along and support all of the runners that are taking part.
thighs and watch the fun materialize as you sing this little song. My mother told me if I was goody and that she would find me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't find me a rubber dolly. 3, 6, 9, the goose came flying.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 5. A 71-year-old woman and a 6-year-old grandson have been found dead in a pond near Castle Wytham in Lincolnshire. They were discovered in Hollywell Village, the south of the county, following a search by an RAF helicopter. Reporter Susie Lawson is at the scene.
I mean, it's quite a big lake, quite open water, so it doesn't appear particularly deep. But at the moment, they don't really know how they may have fallen into the water or how they may have ended up drowning.
The price of diesel at the pumps has reached record levels, with a litre now costing around about £1.43. It's 10p a litre more than 12 months ago, an inflation-busting 7% rise. Bad news, of course, for the motorists and the haulage industry too. James Hookham is from the Freight Transport Association. He has this plea for George Osborne.
We're not asking for special treatment. What we want the Chancellor to do is to stand down the increases.